הוא אין סימן תפריש צדיק הלך הזיים צדיק, הקורא את המגילה הקורא את המגילה על פה לא יצא ידי חובותיי if someone reads the Megillah by heart he's not yotze reading the Megillah he has to read it דווקא from the inside okay perfect חט הוא עושה דוד everyone here no? most of us here הלועז ששמע את המגילה הכתובה בשון הקודש ובכתבי הקודש אף הפי שאינו יודע מה הם אומרים יצא ידי חובתו הלועז זה someone מה זה לועז? someone doesn't speak עברית doesn't speak לשון הקודש doesn't know what the Megillah is saying and he hears the Megillah from someone who's reading it לשון הקודש from לשון הקודש scripture yeah? he's יועץ ידי חובה even though he doesn't understand he's יועץ he hears the Megillah he has to hear the Megillah Okay, but you do she too. Yeah. It's good for whoever could has enough money to buy himself a kosher Megillah. It's good to have one when you take it to shul. Take it to shul together with the chazan. Why? Because if you missed a word or whatever, you could fill it in with your Megillah. Even in the regular Megillah, if you missed out a word, you could fill it in. And it's considered filling in, because up to 50%, we said, you could say by heart. If it's a word here, a word there, a sentence here, a sentence there. But the Chatchila is better, of course, to have it on scroll, so you for sure you're Yotze. Okay? Tet. הייתה כתובה תרגום או בלשון אחרת לשון העקום. If it was written in תרגום, right, in Aramaic, or in a different language, in English, in Russian, or any other language, right? לא יצא ידי חובתה בקריאתה, אלא המכיר אותו על השון מלבד. The one who understands it is יויצה. Okay? Let's see exactly how it has to be written. Okay? ואם הייתה כתובה בכתב עברי, הוא קרא ארמית לארמי, לא יצא. מה זה הכוונה פה? כן. Right? If it was written regular, and a person not reading it, someone's sitting next to him, and he's translating every word he's translating. He's not yotze. Why? Because he's not reading it. He's saying it by heart. Okay? Let's see what this means now. So the maaseh, if it's written on a cloth, right, in a different language, okay, it has everything in there exactly. It seems here that it's okay. Yotze, but the minhag is not to do that. The minhag is that we read it in Ivrit, even if though we don't understand a word, we still read it in the way the Eshamachi wrote it, the Mordechai Yehudi, the way they wrote it, we read it as well. Yotze, that's what the Mishnah Berurah is down at the end.
If somebody could read it in English, okay.
It would
be
higher.
It's on
the
clock.
Yeah.
Not on
the
clock,
not Yotze. Perfect. You have it written in English on a clock?
It's okay.
Yotze.
Or Spanish?
Spanish, Russian, any other language?
It's from Colombia.
Any other language, whatever language you want. Okay. If it's written, let's say, in a different language, and I speak that language, but I also speak Hebrew, that's like me, right? Cool language. Chatchila, of course, I have to read it in Lashon HaKodesh. Some say that if I read it in a different language, even though I know that language, I'm not Yotze because I could read it in Lashon HaKodesh. Some say it's okay. There's a machloket here. Yeah, the Maaseh, what do? The Maaseh, we read it, the Lashon HaKodesh. Everyone should read the Lashon HaKodesh. Even though we don't understand, doesn't make a difference. We also, even those who speak Lashon HaKodesh don't understand every word. What's Chashteranim, Bnei Aramachim? We don't even know what those things mean. That's what he brings down here. טוב. קראה מתנמנם. הואי ולא נרדם בשינה, יצא. אבל אם שמעה מתנמנם, לא יצא. If a person is reading it, he's reading. Vayi, meach ha-shoresh, ruach ha-shoresh, ve'od ve'ad ko, when he's reading, he's yotze. But if he hears it that way, he hears vayi, meach ha-shoresh, ruach ha-shoresh, and he's dozing off, and he's hearing it dozing off, then he's not yotze. Okay? So those, all the breastlovers are going to get up, Zoshem Chatzot, on Purim night, and they're going to go to the field, and they're going to daven until the next minute. Afterwards, they might be a little bit tired. So if you're tired, make sure not to fall asleep. Stand up. Don't doze off in the Megillah, because if you doze off, you're not yet.
Is that the Bris Minyan for a night to go to the field?
Yeah, but you know the whole story with Abdelan, the famous story?
Every night.
Every night, especially on Purim. Abdelan, he was in Nebrak or something, and he said he wants to check out all the what each chassidus they do. So he went to this party, to that party, for a night. And then he said, let's go to the breastov party. He goes to the breastov shul and it's dark. And he meets the gabbai and he says, why is it dark here? He said, oh, we sleep. Right after Megillah, we go to sleep. And then we get up chatzot. And we scream all night in the field. And then we're in the Megillah. He says, that's what I want. Anyways.
Happens here also?
Is it Kucha Hesed? Yeah. Well, what does he do? Happens by you, not by him. By you. No, you, each one by him. That's what the Tzibah does, yeah. Do 6 hours.
Same thing?
Yeah. They're all blessed. At night, you get a chatzot and you daven. If you can handle the whole night, go daven all night. It's kind of hard. You have a whole day tomorrow. You have to drink also a little bit and stuff. Okay, now it's an interesting case. Now, the person who doesn't have a Megillah, so he's writing it. One of the methods of writing a Megillah is writing anything, tefillin, mezuzah, sefer Torah, is to say the words. That's how you write it correctly. Vayomer, vayomer, Hashem. So he's writing the Megillah and he's having a mind to be yotze. He's yotze. He's reading it as he's writing it. He's used to reading the Megillah. Okay, Avraham, so next time you write a Megillah, I'm Purim.
But you can't write the whole thing.
Yeah, you could. Why not? Okay. I can't. But the people are mumchim, they could do it very nicely. I didn't say about dozing off. Writing the Megillah. Yeah, of course, it's only if he has another Megillah in front of him. What is he reading from? Okay. It's the Atik, the copy from. Okay. הקורא את המגילה צריך שיכוון להוציא השומע וצריך שיכוון השומע לצאת. We said this. If someone reads the Megillah, the one lane, that's to be have in mind the whole tzibur, right? He's reading for them, and the whole tzibur listening have to have in mind to be yotze, but to listen to what it's as if they're saying. That's what they have in mind. It's as if we're saying it, right? A shliach tzibur, he gets up. Obviously, he's having in mind to have everyone in mind, and everyone should have in mind to be yotze. Another halacha, and medagdikim b'tayyotah. You don't fix him in little mistakes. What does that mean? Any mistake? No. If it's a mistake, like Sefer Torah, if it's a mistake that changes the meaning, of course you have to fix it. He read a different word. The word is not really written here. But if it's a mistake, right? Stam, the Gemara brings out a story. Two Talmidim were sitting in front of Rav. One said, Yehudim, and the other said Yehudim. More or less the same thing. Yudim, Yudim. Jews, Jewish, whatever. So then, he didn't tell him to return, to go back. Why? Because it's the same thing. Okay.
If you say, if they find a mistake while they're reading the Megillah, and it changes the meaning right then and there, they have
not, to no, 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 not if they find a mistake in the Megillah. That's kosher. If he made a mistake,
made a mistake in the reading.
Yeah. If it doesn't change the meaning, yeah, it's it.
But the person,
it does change the meaning that
way. He has to say it correctly.
But the person next to him should.
Yeah.
Pointed out, not the entire congregation screaming at full volume.
That's true too, because then it doesn't help. He doesn't know what's going on. There's a guy where I lay in. Every time he sits right behind where I lay, he comes especially. And every little, if I didn't say it exactly, if he didn't hear that, if he didn't hear that I say it. So one time he told me, I looked at the guy next to me who's following. I said, doesn't go on. After he came over to me, why didn't you repeat the pasuk? The Gabbai said it's okay. Yeah, what do you care? I didn't hear it, so you do it. I said, listen, I can't repeat every pasuk that someone didn't hear. It's not my problem that you didn't hear. Said, yeah, so what? You could have. I said, I could have. I don't want to. Okay. Okay, we said that another halacha, everyone knows this. The minhag is to say the 10 names of the sons of Haman with the word aseret afterwards. For sure you finished it. Right? Akol b'neshima achat. With one breath.
That's
you do. I could have easily. I remember.
You do it when you read?
Yeah. I remember that in shul, when I was a kid, I remember I lived in Emmanuel, and the guy leaned, and it was very hard for him to attend. He didn't do it once, twice, no, yalla, going back again, okay. At the end, he did, so the gabbai afterwards did, everyone burst out laughing. It was funny, I remember. Till today,
really not that long, it's just
yeah.
The words are so different. The names of the
sons
are so
different. If you know them, so they're easy. I do it, I can read it twice, you know, with the trap. I know those are. What? Read the trap. I guess it depends on your lung, whatever it's called. Sibolet levrea. How much can you handle at once?
Capacity.
Okay, when we say Balayla Ahu Nadadash Nasa Melech, Perek Vav, that night, the sleep of the king was
swung.
Swung? Interfered. Disturbed, right. So you're supposed to, Chazan's supposed to say it out loud.
Balayla Ahu
Nadadash Nasa Melech, Nikitin Vayoy, Melech, Shidasui. ויאמר המלך מי בחצר, והמן בא. I love פרק ו', Haman falls. I love that פרק. That's the beginning of the falling of Haman, that's what we say out loud. That's the beginning of the nes. He says here, the Mishneh Berurah says, that the minhag is that the people shouldn't read the ten names of Haman out loud. Only the Chazan does. But I saw, right? And every year, since I'm a kid, I remember that that's what everyone does. I wonder what the. Let's see, this is the Mishneh Berurah. We'll see soon in the Piskei Tshuvot what he says about this.
Wait, so then it's a minhag. There's a parable as a minhag of the area he lived in, and there are other places where minhag was.
Echoliot. But to say the 10 in one breath is the Gemara says this.
Yeah.
Gemara teaches this.
That's of course.
But the question is, who has to say it? Everyone has to say it. Chazan for sure has to say it. The question is, So we'll see. The Mishnah Berurah says no. You don't have to say only the Tav. Maybe I have saw places that they don't do it. Tzarich Shiyomar, after Leni we say Arur Aman, Baruch Mordechai, right? Aman is cursed. How do you say Aman is cursed? Mm-hmm. In Brest, I don't know what they do in Brest. I don't know what they do here in Chodesh Chesed. I was screaming, Arur Aman! And everyone's screaming, Arur Aman! Baruch Mordechai! Yeah. Arur HaZeresh, Baruch HaEster, Arurim, Okol HaGoyim, Baruch HaKol HaTzadikim, Arurim Kol HaRashayim, Baruch HaTzadikim. וגם חרבן הזכור לתא... למינג ישראל is that we take the Megillah, we don't just read it like that, rolling it from one side to the other. We open the whole Megillah and we fold it backwards. Make it like a snake. Okay? Exactly. And afterwards, before you make the last bracha, there's a bracha, Rabbi Triveno, whatever. There's a bracha after the Megillah. You don't start the bracha until you roll it all back. Okay? Only after then you make the bracha. That's the halacha. You're not supposed to talk at that time. Like, you're not, because you don't talk from the first bracha until the last bracha. If you spoke, you're still yotze. You're not supposed to talk. Like we learned the other day.
Then what do you do with the talkers? I mean, besides toss them out the window?
I've never done that. I think it's the best thing. After a year, I told you already. Why is it
called? Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Right. And then, right people, since we grew up, at least I grew up, I'm only 28, but it's been a few years. So, what?
Less than a third of my age.
Less than a third. Your age, okay. Anyways, so we know the minhag is to blow up Haman, right? The firecrackers and pikot and rashanim, graggers. You know where that minhag comes from? The minhag is, look what he says here, the Ramavi. That they used to take a stone and draw it in a picture of Haman or wood or write the word Haman on it and think that every time they say Haman, to bang him on the floor, to erase his name.
Well,
that's what I call.
The older minhag is, you take a sandal, and you with chalk you write Haman on it,
and
slam it on the floor to erase it.
That's what people also do like this. Okay?
Yeah. Well, every firecracker and so on, a lot of poskim have said it's a total fasul thing.
It's a minakaze.
Oh, is it? What? Firecrackers and so on?
No, Zebadai Asu, we spoke about it here.
Even of Haim Falaji, where he talked about it.
So much, it's dangerous, that's not supposed to scare anyone.
Yeah.
No firecrackers, no M80s, no hand grenades, no
hand grenades.
No boat horns.
Halacha yudchet, and then we'll see what he has a lot to add here about what we just read, went through. Megillah biyudalad vav, Megillah niyudalad antesvav, whichever one you're reading, you're supposed to look for a minion, not to try and say, I get to read it by myself. I'm yotze. It's true, you are yotze, but. You better do in a minion, and it's better to do in a big minion, or in a bigger minion, better. Unless you dive in a certain shul, kavuas, then you don't have to go look for a bigger minion. But if you can go to Shtiblach, then it's not the best thing to do. Best thing is to go to a big minion. Okay? If you can't, you don't have 10, so fine. So you read it by yourself, no problem. So even if you read it alone, you read it, even if you read it alone, you read it with a bracha, of course. Okay, we're on top of Yitzhak Tzadik, let's see what he says.
On Kershi Scroll.
On Kershi Scroll, yeah. Let's see. As we said. Yeah, okay. All kinds of minhagim, but not everyone does all this. In Bells, they do this. For example, it says, Liot Kodish Sorer Beveto, to be every man like a balabait in his house, to be in charge in the house. So, Some say you can read, it's with a sin. Some say maybe it's with a shin. So read it twice. Call it shorer v'etok or yishorer v'etok. Right? First you say the shin and the sin. But I haven't seen it anywhere. You say the name of bells. The name of bells would be like that. There's other things that we did. Vayi ke'omram elav yom mayom. And it's been when they were telling him every single day that Haman that he's not bowing down to. Why aren't you bowing down to Haman? It says it there with a cup, but it, you read it with a base. Some say you have to go twice. Vayi ke'omram elav yom vayom. Vayi be'omram elav yom yom. First you read ke'omram, then be'omram. That I saw many people do. It says la'shmid la'arog u'la'abed. First you read la'shmid la'arog u'la'abed. Afterwards la'shmid ve'la'arog u'la'abed. Afterwards the one with the vav. And also v'ish la'amad bifnehem, v'ish la'amad lifnehem. First bifnehem, then lifnehem. So. It's written down, name of Magen Avraham. Very important, very important. Listen to this. That if someone, he listened to the Megillah, he doesn't understand what it says, but he listened to every word, he's the Yotzeh. But if someone understands every word, and he's thinking about everything else, besides what's going on in the Megillah laning, he's not Yotzeh. You have to be focused. Focus. Be focused. Magen Avraham says, he's not Yotzeh. The Ke'ilu lo eno shamea. Even though his ears, it's not the ears that have to hear, it's the heart that needs to hear. My last thing. Therefore, it's good for each one to have a kosher Megillah and you can read with him, then for sure you're paying attention. You're saying the words. Even if you're not, you're saying the words. You have to. Yeah.
But if you have the Megillah in a book form of some kind, is that okay to bring with you?
Yeah, of course. That's what I bring. If you don't have, you don't have. And if you think you missed out a word, so say it.
They also have it in large print and Braille.
You think of Braille? In Hebrew?
No, in English.
The words in Hebrew? Like the ABC, but the Hebrew?
No, I think it's an English translation, if I remember right.
It doesn't help you in the shul.
Right.
Yeah, you can hear it in the shul. Sit close to the chazan. You don't have to understand what it says. You have to hear it. Okay, there's a few more minagim. There's a minagim, we said, by a few minagim. Some say, it says in the Psukim, Igeret Azot. This Igeret, this letter that he wrote, so some say you should shake it, this letter. He says, you don't make fun of any of the Minagim. Each Minag has its choice. There's a Minag also to say out loud. For example, Balayla Ahun Adash Asa Melech. They maybe say out loud. They do this Minag. That's what my father taught me. Say it out loud. Some Psukim we say in Nigun of Eicha. Yeah? Nigun of Eicha. It's different than the Megillat Esther. It's very close. One's a little bit, one's in a happy way and one's in a sad way. It's very close. Right? When do we do it? The Kelim Mikelim Shonim. Because Achashverosh used the vessels of Beis HaMikdash in his feast. And it's very sad. He's using the Mizrakot that we're reading now in the Parsha. So the stuff that we're using in Beis HaMikdash, he uses it for his the Shmutz, for his Zevet. So we say Vekelim, Vekelim, Shonim. We say it a little bit in a sad tone. Yeah. Also, when they send out the bad letter that the Jews will be Chashon. So there it says VeHamelech VeHaman, VeHamelech Haman Yashvu Lishtot, and HaMelech VeMelech and Haman sat to drink. VeYir Shushan Avocha, Mordechai Yatza, Mordechai. Yeah. יודע את כל אשר נעשה. מרדכי ידע את כל אשר נעשה. הנה הוא אבינו יצאו יען, ויבש שק ויפר, ויצא בתוך האיש, תוך העיר, ויזעק זעקה גדולה ומרה. So those are the two, three psukim there that you read all in Eicha.
Also,
Asher Galta, yeah, he doesn't say it here, but I know. That's what I do also. Also, a few more places. Sak va'efer yutzal arabim, you also say, right? That everyone put on a sack clothing. And also, when Esther says, Kasher avadati avadati, Mordechai tells her to go into the king, she said, I can't go in. She said, okay, gather everyone together. כאשר עבדתי, עבדתי. אמונה רבי, איפה, איזה, איזה, כאשר עבדתי, עבדתי. First one was a patach, second one was a kamas.
But what's the meaning of nigun on that? Is it happy?
Echa.
Why don't people from Breslau that know how to do the Megillah, I shouldn't say why don't they may, but you know there's thousands of young people walking in the streets on Purim night in Yerushalayim that aren't in a shul here in Megillah. So, I mean, do they go out there and read the Megillah for them at different locations?
You can take 3/4 of an hour at least to read the Megillah. It's very difficult to get people to hang around.
And when I went down to, where did I tell you I went yesterday? To
the desert.
A desert somewhere. So most of the chilonim there, they didn't come to listen. I was laying there.
Right.
They knew they could have gone. I was right there.
Right.
The religious one, the some more religious one, came close to hear what I'm saying. And the one didn't care so much. It's not like a chutzlar. A chutzlar is the Jews don't feel Jewish if they don't come to hear the Megillah. Something. They need to feel something. They live among Goyim. And I was like, sorry, what do you mean? I live in Israel. I'm not Jewish enough. That's the feeling. It's different than the chutzah. I know I was in France where they were laning, the Chabad was laning over and over and over and over. Right. It's a big schud. It's shofar blowing is much easier. Come, blow it in his ear, and he listens to it. But here, yeah, it's over. 30 kolot, it's over. But Megillah is a bit more complicated to get people to do it. Alavai. Ad Hashem.
Can we cover the Suda sometime in detail so we turn it into something positive?
Drink as much as possible, but no. What?
No, I was talking about the brachas.
On the Megillah?
Yeah, the sheet that the Rav passed out.
It says it in English, in Rabbi.
No, I'm saying we need to cover it on the podcast.
Ah, okay. But send us soon. Send us. We have time. Purim is 3 weeks. Till then, Hashem din edo. Come every day. Okay. Besides, the Rav's going to speak and he's going to talk about it.
Because I already put it on the site. But I want people to really, I don't want people turning into animals.
You know the Mishnah Berurah says, what we said before, that he said, the minhag is that the people don't have to read the ten names of Haman. Right? But here he says, it's true. But why is the minhag that people do read it? Because Saladan Chazan, he's so worried that maybe he's not doing correctly, and maybe he's missing letters, missing words, and people not realizing because it's better if each one does it for himself, and also hears it from the Chazan. And then for sure is Yetzer. So, even if you read it from a printed Megillah, not from a... still good. You said it's still good. Yeah. Very important for Bali Kriya. And you read Ves, Pamashta, Ves, to look when you read the Ves. Not to read it by heart, because the Ratchili is supposed to read every word inside. And since there's two sides of the page, you might say, Ves, Pamashta, Ves, you have to read it inside everything from the Ktav. Okay, we said about yeah. If you're reading it b'tzibu, then we said you take it around, take off the Megillah, open it all up, and make it like a snake. Yeah, like in a
accordion.
Like accordion, exactly. From one yeriya to the other. But if you're reading it private at home, you don't have to. Or a person's reading it by himself, in the tzibu, he doesn't have to do it. Only the guy who's laning in the tzibu. If I'm reading for my wife and her friends at home, I don't have to do it. You said that? Oh, I see. Purim Meshulash, we didn't talk about Purim Meshulash, huh? We'll talk about it a different time. That's what Tzadik Aleph, we're not going to read. We're going to jump afterwards. That's what Tzadik Beis.
Is there anything wrong with these? It used to be a layer. Someone who read the Megillah in New York, one of the universities. And he was very famous because for every person that said Bayomer Haman, he had a special voice for Haman, and he would put a special hat on.
It's very good because then people want to come. It's funny. It's good. As long as they hear the words, it's great. It's a great thing. I saw it as a shul nachlaoda. We did it also. They acted out the whole Megillah. It's awesome. Yeah, as long as he says it all inside, every word, good. Yeah,